Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah is discussing the halachas of a coin that was nechsar, it was lessened in value. Kamatei Haselach Haseira, what is the shiur of a coin that was nechsar, v'lo yeba ino, and there still will not be dini ino if one spends it at its original value? The Mishnah brings three shittas. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, either a shtus or a 12th or a 24th, is the shiur I know of a coin that was nechsar. The Gemara brings a brisa that's moisif onto the Mishnah, and the brisa says, Pachas mikan isar is asar. If it got lessened more than this shiur in isar, it is asar. The Gemara asks, Maika Omar, what are we saying when we say Pachas mikan isar is asar? And Omar Abai Hochik Omar, if Pichsa Sela Yesu Mikidei Aino, if after the coin was Nechsar, the Shir Aino was Nechsar, another Isar, then it is Osir. One cannot use this coin. Omar Le Rava, Rava asks, why Dafka, if it's Nifchas or Isar more than the Shir Aino, then it's Osir. Even a Mashu Nami, I feel if it's Nechsar, a Mashu more than the Shir Aino, also it should be Osir. Being that now the coin is more than the shiur, no, it's asa to spend it at its original value. Elomar, Rava, Pichsa, Sela, Isa, Ledina, Asa. Rava says what the Braisa means to say is Pichsa, the Sela, the shiur of an Isa, it's asa to spend it at its original value. And this is the Shita of Remeir, that if it was Nechsar and Isa, that itself is the shiur of Aino. And the Braisa means to be Soysen, that the Aloch is like a Meir, that if it's Pichsa, Isa, and it was less than the shiur of a 24th, that already is the shiur of Aino. And the Braish is just telling us the halacha psuka after brings the machlekes. In explaining this machlekes Abaye and Rava, Rashi says pichsa mikan isar osar in shitas Abaye that it's also loitzia pirish. Rashi is biyafet. Rashi explains it's also to spend it at its original value. Taisis asks v'im taimas pshita lechayre it's poshet if the coin was nechsar and isar more than the shir I know that it's also to spend it at its original value. And Taisus asks further, V'rova nami shehiksha afilu mashu nami. Rova asks, even a mashu, why Rova asks dafka a mashu who more than the shiur I know? Afilu the shiur I know itself is also asa to spend in its original value. It's also tima anes chaveri, why did Rova ask dafka a mashu more? Taisus answers, we are discussing a case where it's daite lahachsa. Even though the lekech is using a coin that was nechsar, he's using a coin that's not really the value that he's using it for, but his das is to give the money back to the moicher. When the Meichel will come be Teveya, you know, also the Lekech is planning on repaying him. And when one is Me'anes Chaveri and Zdaite Lahachsa, it's Mutter, as long as it's in the Shia of Aino. Only if it's a Mashu Humor, where it's a Mekach Tos, it's a Bito Mekach, in such a case, even if it's Daite Lahachsa, also it's also L'anes Es Chaveri, and therefore Rava only asked Afilu Mashu Nami, even a Mashu more than the Shia of Aino, it's also L'anes Es Chaveri, but the Shia of Aino itself it would be Mutter. Taisus offers a second explanation, Oideish Lefarish, different than Rashi, and really what Abai is referring to is spending the money not at its original value, but spending at the value that it's worth right now. And Abai is going to feed them on the Omar later on in the Gemara that Yasser Alkein Yokuts, anything more than the Shir Aino, one has to destroy the coin. And Abai is explaining only if it's Nechsar and Isar more than the Shir Aino, then one is Mukhlif to destroy the coin. Being that there will be a hefsed meruba, a hefsed of an isar, chazal, or choshish, one may come to spend it at its original value, and therefore, the mechayev, someone who has such a coin, to destroy the coin. But if it was nifchas less than that, one is not mechayev to destroy the coin. Rava was asking, if there's a chayev to destroy the coin, and more than the shir I know, why dafka an isar, even a mashu also, as long as it's more than the shir I know, that itself should be enough for hefsed, the chazal should be choshish, and they should mechayev somebody to destroy the coin, and therefore Rava doesn't see a chiluk between a mashu and an isar and a fidlu a mashu more than the shir I know. Also, one is mechayev to destroy the coin, but by the shir I know itself, even Rava's maskim also there is no chiyuv to destroy the coin, and one may keep such a coin, and therefore Rava asked dafka mashu yosef from the shir. When the sivus in Simon Reish Chav Zayin brings that it's mashma from Tosis and Bamitzia daf num beis that it's mutter lahoynis as chaveri kishadaita lahachse. It's mutter to be over the isra of Einati, ma'anes chaveri to cheat somebody else and charge more for a mekach as long as it's daita lahachse or not. As long as he plans on repaying the money when the one who is nis'ana is teveya back, it's mutter lahoynis as chaveri. The Shitu Mekubetzes and our sugya brings from the Rosh Tzorich iyon im mutter lohoinus kishe daite lahachse. He says it's tzorich iyon if it's mutter to me anes chaveh when his das is to be paid. Ki lepirish hakunchus I efshel lefarsha binyan acher. And if you Rashi, there is no other way to explain our Gemara other than saying that it's mutter lahanes as chaveh kishe daite lahachse. The lashon of the shita is mashma that he had it shver. What is the heter lanes as chaver kishadaiter lahachsa? Only Rashi is mevurd and mefurish that there is such a heter. If one is daiter lahachsa, it's mutter to be over on the issa of ayna. And lechayy this needs explanation. Why is it mutter lanes as chaver when it's daiter lahachsa? More so, the Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis brings the issa of goynav amanas lemekat. If one is stealing from his friend not to keep the money, to hold on to somebody else's money, only he's stealing from his friend in order to bother his friend. He's just taking it to chepper him. The Gemara says, still there's an isser of leisigza lafila amanas lemekat. There's an isser to take somebody else's money, even if you do not plan on keeping it. So in Cain, if we find by gzela, we have such an isser that even if it's daiter lahachse, if he's going to amanas lemekat, afila wachi, it's osser, and one is over the lava leisigza, Maish no enough from Isser of Leisigzal. Why by no do we say that if it's Daite Lahachsev, it's Mutter Lanes as Chaveri? And when it comes to Gzela, we say that Goyne Vamanas Lamekat, Afil of his Das is to pay it back. Also, it's Osir and he's being over the lava Leisigzal. Also, it needs explanation. Tosis Mavur, there's a chilik between Ashtus and a Yeser Ashtus. When it comes to Ashtus, then there's a heter of a Daite Lahachsev, as long as his Das is to pay back there. I know it's Mutter Lanes as Chaveri. But Yesa Mishtus, which is a bitter mekach, is Mefurish and Taisus, that was Rava's question, Afilu Mashu Nami, that even a Mashu more than the Shir I know also, it's also Lanis as Chaveri, Afilu Vitz Daite Lachser. If there is such a heter, a Kisha Daite Lachser, if he's planning on paying it back, it's Mutter Lanis as Chaveri, why is it that by Yesa Mishtus we don't have such a heter? What's the chiluk between a Shtus and a Yesa Mishtus? To explain this, we're being a suffix from Ibrahim. If Chaim was Mesupik in explaining the Issa of Aino, what is the Issa, the Maisa Issa of Imanis as Chaveri? Do we say the Issa is charging more for the Mekach, the final result of this, that the Mekach is worth a certain amount, and I charge the different, a larger amount of money, a higher amount of money, that's the Issa of Imanis Chaveri, this that I ended up taking more money for the Mekach than the Chavitz is worth? Or do we say, no, the Issa is not the final result, that I was Imanis Chaveri alone? There's an isser also that the etzem fact that I took somebody else's money shalai kedin, being that there's an isser to ma'anes chaveri, I never had a right to take the money. Because the Torah said I'm not allowed to be ma'anehim, I'm not allowed to charge this amount for the mekach, it comes out the etzem taking of the money itself is a ma'isa isser. It's money that I didn't have a right to take. It's an isser similar to the isser gzela, being that the Torah is mechadish with the isser of I know, that it's also that this is extra money that I'm not allowed to charge, it comes out that I'm taking this money shalai kedin. The other side is, no, there's no issue in the taking of the money. Because we made up the mekach, we made up this is the price, I have a right to take such money. This is the price we made up for the mekach. Only there's an issue in the final result that this, that I made up such a price, and I took the money, and there's a final result that I now charge more for the chayfetz than the chayfetz's value, that's the issue of I know. But the etzem taking of the money is not a mais of the kichas moy shaloi kedin. Reb David Pavelski wants to explain, if we would learn like the Tzad of Reb Chaim, that there is no Isser in the taking of the money. It's not taking money shaloi kedin. Because we actually made up this price and both agreed to this price. Only there's an Isser in the Torah, this that we made up this price itself is a Maisa Isser. This is the final result of our Mekach, that I'm charging more than the value of the Chayfetz, that's the Isser. But not in the Lekichas HaMois. With this we could explain why if it's Daitei Lahachser, it's Cholot Gzela from Eino. By Gzela, the etzem maisa of taking the money is a maisa issa. You're not allowed to take money that's not yours. That's the lav of leisigzo. Masha enke, when it comes to a no, there is no issa in the lekichas amoyz. The issa is that in the end result, I charge more for the chayfetz than the value of the chayfetz. If it's daite lahachsa that I plan on returning to you the money, it comes out there was no ayno bechlal. There is no final result of charging more for the chayfetz than its value because I plan on returning it. Therefore, when it comes to ayno, there is a heter of daite lahachsa. Even though by Gzela, we say there is no heter of daite lahachsa. When it comes to the lav of ayno, there's a heter kisha daite lahachsa, it's mutter lanis as chaveri. And with this, he explains also the chilek between a shtus and a yeser al shtus. By a shtus, the mekach is kayim. Being that the mekach is kayim and one took the money, there was no isser in the taking of the money. This that we made up such a mekach, that was niskayim. Only after return is a din to be machzir the ayno. Mashenki, when it comes to a yeser mishtus, there's a bit of mekach. There is no mekach here bechlal. Being that there is no mekach here bechlal, it comes out when he's taking the money, he's taking it shalai kedin. He's taking money that there was no mekach for. There's no sale happening over here. He's taking money that he has no right to. Therefore, by ashtos, the halacha is kishadaita lachzer. It's mutter. Mashenkin by yesem ashtos, the lekichas moi shaloi kedin, it'll be similar to the lavuk zeilon be osra afilu kishadaita lachzer. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah shinla mitzayin brings a machlokes rishonim. Shita Sarambam is that one does not receive malchus for being over the Isra of Einor. Even if one is ma'anes chaveri, does not receive malchus, being that it's a lav shenitin l'tashlumin. It's a lav that's given over to pay back. One is mechivti machse the Einor, and a lav shenitin l'tashlumin ain't loikin a lav. Minchas Chinuch brings Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, is mashma that one does get malchus for the Isra of Einor. If one is ma'anes chaveri, he does receive malchus. And the Pnei Yeshua over there explains, Tosis argues on the Rambam, he holds a lav shenitin l'tashlumin does receive malchus, only a lav shenitik la'asei does not receive malchus. And being that by the lav del v'inor, even though one is mechuyiv to be machzeh del v'inor, there is no mitzvah esei mefurish, like it says by gzeila v'heshev es ha'gzeila. There's no often a pasuk that says one has to be machzeh del v'inor. So being that there is no mitzvah sa'asei, that one is mechuyiv to be machzeh del v'inor, it would not be considered a lav shenitik la'asei. Only a lav shenitin l'tashlumin, and Tosis argues on the Rambam, he holds dafka a lav shenitin l'asei ain't loikin a lav, but a lav shenitin l'tashlumin, one does receive malchus, therefore one would get malchus for being me'anes chaveri. The Minchas Chinuch is mesopik if it's dafka by Einor ashtos and pachas mishtos, where the Einor is kayim and the mekach is kayim, there is no bitter mekach, only one has the machzeh the Einor. Being that everything is kayim, so me'elo, one was ma'anes chaveri would get malchus. Masha enkin by yosem mishtos, where there's a bit of mekach, the minchas chinuch is mesupik if one would receive malchus l'fi shitas ha'toisvus. And the pashta understanding of the minchas chinuch would be, being that it's a bit of mekach and no mekach happened, if nothing happened, I didn't do any ma'aseh to receive malchus, I wasn't over any issa b'chlal. The halacha of Einor says that the bit of mekach, no mekach happened. Being that no mekach happened, I wasn't over the Isra, and therefore I would not receive malchus l'pishitas ha'toisvus. And when we feed this understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, there would be a stronger aura on the Minchas Chinuch from this Tosfos and our sugya. Tosfos and our sugya is mechalik between a shtus and a yesem ishtus b'negeh daite l'hachse de Einor. That by Einor ashtus, if it's daite l'hachse, there is no Isra of Einor. And by yesem ishtus, I feel if it's daite l'hachse, also there is an Isra of Einor. Our components were wolf and toys that yesem ishtus has an isra Einor. And not only has an isra Einor when it's ain't daite l'achzer, but it's even more common than Einor ashtus. I feel when it's daite l'achzer, also there's an isra of Einor. So how can the Minchas Chinuch say that there is no isra by Einor yesem ishtus? And if he toys one will not receive malchus, l'chayre toys now a sugi is mevor that I feel by Einor yesem ishtus, also there's an isra of Einor. And not only there's an isra, there's even more of an isra. I feel if it's daite l'achzer, there's an isra of Einor. L'chayre it's a kasha on the Minchas Chinuch. Rav David Pavasky explains al pi the yisoid that he used to explain Tosis chilek between ashtus and yesem ishtus. With this, we can be miyashiv also the Minchas Chinuch. We explained al pi the suffix of Reb Chaim that the understanding of this Einor by Einor ashtus is not that he's taking the money shaloi kedin. Being that the Torah asked the Einor, we would say that he has no right to take the money. Only he has a right to take the money because they made up this price and this is the price for the mekach. So there is no lekichas moi shaloi kedin. Only by Einor Ashtus we say the lav is being that I charged more. The final result was that I charged more for the mekach than the actual value of the chayfetz. So therefore I was over the issur of Einor, but not the etzem ma'aseh lekichas amoy shloi kedin. Masha enkin by yesem ishtus, being that there's the hilchas Einor tell me that there's a bit of mekach. So now the lekichas moy itself is shloi kedin. So we can say lefi this, if by Einor yesem ishtos there's an isser lekichas moi shaloi kedin, it's not the isser Einor in taking the money. The isser Einor is being ma'anes chaveri. The isser of taking the money by a case of yesem ishtos is the isser of leisigzo. Being that I don't have a right to take the money because dini Einor say that the mekach is bottle and there's a bit of mekach. So memela when I take the money now I'm being over leisigzo. And on the level of Sigzo, there is no Malkus. What the Minchas Chinuch means to say is by Yesem Ishtus, we don't get Malkus because the lav is the Issa Lekichas HaMois. And the level of Sigzo, being that it's Nitik La'aseh Teveshev Sagzela, one doesn't get Malkus. Therefore, the Fishitas HaToysis HaGam, that it's also Tima Anes Chaveri Yesem Ishtus, because he's been taking money Shaloi Kedin, but he will not get Malkus because he's not being over the Issa Reinor. What he's being over is the Lekichas HaMois Shaloi Kedin, which is really the level of Sigzo, and that's Nitik La'aseh, and one doesn't get Malkus for it. The Braisa we mentioned earlier continues at Kamati Pachis Vihera Shoye Lekaima. How much could a coin be nechsa when it's still mutter to keep the coin? Besela a shekel, a sela which is nifchas to the share of a shekel, it's mutter to keep it. Bedina Adreva by a dinar, if it's nifchas to the shear of a reva, it's still mutter to keep the coin. The Gemara brings a machlokes. Rav Huna holds this that we give a shear of besela a shekel is pachas mikan yokutz and yeser akain yokutz. If it's nifchas less than a shekel or more than a shekel, if it's not exactly the shear of a shekel, one must destroy the coin. Rav Ami yomar pachas mikan yokutz, that if it's nifchas less than a shekel, then one has to destroy the coin. But if it's not nifchas yet to the shear of a shekel, a sela that was not nifchas to the point that it's worth a shekel, then yikayim, then one is allowed to still keep the coin. Rashi is mefarish besela at shekel, that a sela which is being poiches for hoylich up until a shekel, it's mutter to mekayim the coin. And Rashi explains the ain osil ramis be bnei adam to use it for the shear of a sela. He's not going to be able to trick people, being that people will see that it's nifchas. He's allowed to keep the coin because he will not come to trick people. Masha ain kain, once it reaches the shear of a shekel, if it's nifchas more than a shekel, he's mechuyev to destroy the coin, being that it was originally a thicker coin. And now it's not going to be nikah that it was nifchas this mashu, he's in a kamal of amiz boy b'nei odom, and therefore one must destroy the coin. This that Rashi is mevur, a seller that's nifchas to the shear of a shekel, and then it's nifchas another mashu, one must destroy it. It's mevur that even though a shekel may ikara, if you have a coin that originally was of worth a shekel, and now it's beginning to be nifchas, then one is not mechuyev to destroy it when it's nifchas a mashu. He's only mechuyev to destroy it when it's nifchas the shear. I know the shear mentioned in our mission of kamete asela chaseru v'lo yehi boy. I know. Even according to Rav Huna, if a coin is nifchas a mashu, he's not mechuyev to destroy the coin. Rashi is mashma that a sell that was nifchas a shekel, if it's nifchas a mashu already, one is mechuyev to destroy the coin, and we don't allow him to keep it until the shear of I know. Then Mukiyasef is chelik on Rashi and this nekuda. Numuk Yosef holds our b'risa is mashma dafka like Rav Huna, and therefore he paskins like Rav Huna, and he explains the b'risa b'sela a shekel, that if the sela was nifchas to the shear of a shekel, then one is allowed to keep it. And once it reaches the shear of a shekel, at that point one can keep it until it's nifchas to shear of a no less than a shekel. Being that the sela was nifchas to the shear of a shekel, now we look at it as a shekel. And the halacha of a shekel is that until it's nifchas to shear of a no, one is still allowed to keep the coin. It's only when it's nifchas more than the shear I know, then according to Huna, one is mechuyev to destroy the coin. Al kopanim, we have a machlokes Rashi and then Mukiyosef. According to Shitas Rashi, a sela that's nifchas ad shekel, and then nifchas another mashu, one is mechuyev to destroy the coin immediately. And according to the Shita of the Mukiyosef, when the sela is nifchas ad shekel, we now look at it as a shekel meikara, and one is not mechuyev to destroy the coin until it's nifchas the shear I know more than a shekel. And the chayyur of this, the svar of the Nemukhi Yosef is a kasha on Rashi. Why do we say by a shekel meikara the shear is until it's nifchas the shear of aino, until it's nifchas that now it's lessened in value the shear of aino, one's allowed to keep the coin, and only when it's nifchas the shear aino, then one is mechuyev to destroy it. So maishna a sela a shekel that we say if it's nifchas a mashu, one is already mechuyev to destroy the coin. The chayyur, once the sela is nifchas to the shear of a shekel, we should look at it as a shekel meikara, and by a shekel meikara, the shear is until it's nifchas more now, the shear I know, he's still allowed to keep it. Maishno a sela that was nifchas to a shekel from a shekel meikara. The Masha answers the Mukiyasev's kasha on Rashi, and the Masha explains it's choluk a shekel meikara from a sela that was nifchas to the shear of a shekel. By a shekel meikara, when there's a pchas, the pchas will be nika, when a lekech gives the moicher this coin that's worth less in value than it's really looked at. When the Moichah receives such a coin, he will realize he received a coin that's missing. And therefore, being that the Aino is less than the Shir of Aino, he'll be Moichel the Aino. Because Pachas Mishtus, we assume a person is Moichel. Masha Enki, when it comes to a seller that's Nifchas to the Shir of a shekel, being that it was originally a very thick coin, now that it was Nifchas less than the Shir of Aino, that Pchas will not be Nicker, and the Moichah will not realize that he's Nisanet. When the Lekech gives the Moichah such a coin, the Moichah will not realize he was Nisanet. And being that he will not realize that he's Nisana, he's not going to be Moichel. So it's going to come out of Kilkel, it's going to come out of Lekeach, it's going to give the Moichel a coin that's going to have an Aino with it, that the Moichel is not going to realize and he's not going to be Moichel. We're going to end up with an Aino without a Mechila. So being that it's going to be Osili de Kilkel, therefore Chazal said, as soon as the Sela, which was Nifchas at Shekel, is now Nifchas another Mashu more than a Shekel, Yakut, he's Mechuyev to destroy the coin, so it shouldn't come Lidei Kilkel that he should, Lekeach should give the Moichel a coin. There'll be Aino that the Moichel will not be Moichel, the Aino Pachas Mishtos. It's Mevuah from this Masha, a big Chiddush, and the Pnei Yeshua really ask it as a Kasha on the Masha. L'chayva, usually we don't say by Aino Pachas Mishtos that we need a person who was Nisana to be Moichel Beferish. We assume there's a Mechila. And more so, even if the person says Beferish that he's not Moichel, by Aino Pachas Mishtos is a Shir that Chazal gave. We don't have to ask the person if he is meichel. Now, if he's beferish not meichel, we could assume a mechila, and the one who is ma'ana does not have to give him back the money. So why is the mashal saying that when the meichel doesn't realize he's nisana, he's not going to be meichel to make any chiluk? Just like we say when the one who is nisana does not want to be meichel, it's batla daita etzak aladem, and we could assume a mechila. That's the shir Chazal gave that pachas mishtos we assume a mechila. So too in this case, when the meichel will not realize that he was nisana and he's not meichel beferish because he doesn't know he was nisana, al kopana, why don't we assume a mechila? Just like in every case, we could say a person is always meichel. That's the shir Chazal gave. Maishno, a case when a person's not meichel to our case over here where the meichel will not realize he's nisana and he's not going to be meichel. In the mashal we see that it's cholok this case from a case when a person is not meichel beferish. In a case when a person is beferish not meichel, being that every other person in the world would be meichel, pachis mishtos a person is normally meichel. We say batla daita itza kol adam, and we assume this that he knows he was nisana. We could assume a mechila. We could assume daita le mechila even if he says not, because batla daita itza kol adam. Mashenkin over here where the meichel did not realize he was nisana. And any person in his position also will not realize this nisana. There's no yidia b'chlal of doino. We cannot say b'chlal is meichel. Because he doesn't know b'chlal of doino, and nobody in his position would know about doino, we can't say batla daita etza kol adam and assume a mechila. There's no das to be batla to, and being that he doesn't know about doino and he's not meichel, we cannot assume a mechila, and therefore it's also the kilkol and mele Rashi holds a sell that's nifchas ad shekel. If it's nifchas another mashu, one is mechuyv to destroy the coin right away. The Maram Shif says another teretz for Rashi, similar to the Marashah, also that a sela ad shekel, if the coin is nifchas, another mashu, the meichel not really he's nisana. He just explains the chshash a little bit differently. It's not that the meichel will not be meichel because he doesn't know about the ino, but only being that he doesn't know about the ino, it will come at a case that if by mistake he will sell the chayfetz lower than its true value, and he'll be nisana because he sold the chayfetz for lower than the value that it's really worth. Only the ino is pachas mishtos, and in such a case, the meicher is usually meichel, being that it's ino pachas mishtos, the meicher will be meichel, and he won't realize that the lekeach gave him a coin that's really less in value than what the coin was given for. The coin was given for a shekel, and really it was nifchas to be less than a shekel, and it may be that betziruf, the ino, that the chayfetz was sold less than its value. Together with this, that the coin wasn't really worth a shekel, it was nifchas to less than a shekel, would come out that the ino was really yosem ishtos, or ishtos atzmai, where there is no mechila. And the meicher is going to think that there's a mechila, so it's going to be utterly the kilkel, it's going to come out that the meicher thinks that it's pachas mishtos and will be meichel. And really it's a shtos of a yosem ishtos and there will not be a mechila. Umemela, being that's going to come in the kilkel, Chazal said that if the coin is nifchas more than a shekel, he's mechil to destroy it right away. By a shekel meikara, being that a person will realize we don't have these chashashes, mashenkin by a seller that's nifchas ad shekel, where the coin was thicker, and the meichel will not realize that he's receiving a coin that's not really worth the value that he accepted it for, being that it's going to come today, these kakulim from the Marashah and the Maram Shif, therefore Chazal said, even if it's nifchas amashu, one is mechuyev to destroy the coin. The Pnei Yeshua asks on the Marashah and on the Maram Shif, that l'chayro, the Mishnah gave a shir, ad kidei shiyero l'sholchani, the shir by Aino, there's a time we assume a person will show it to an expert and he'll tell him if the coin is really worth the value that he accepted it for. So we see from this that in every case, the meicher never really knows if the coin is worth the value. Only he has to show it to the mumcha. So even a shekel meikara, which is now worth less, the meicher will not realize. Only he goes to the expert and the expert will tell him. So in kein maishna, sela a shekel, even if it's a thicker coin, the meichel will bring it to the expert, and the expert will tell him if it's worth that value or it's not worth the value that he accepted it for. Maishna a shekel may occur again from a sela that's nifchas a shekel. In both cases, the meichel brings it to the expert, so therefore the meichel can never tell by himself, and the expert will tell him that it's worth less than the value. What's the chiluk again between a sela a shekel and a shekel may occur? The Pnei Yeshua himself says this, that Rashi holds one, that Chazal said one has mechuyev to destroy the coin if it's nifchas more than a shekel, even though a shekel may occur, one is allowed to wait until the shir of Aino, he's allowed to keep the coin until it's nifchas the shir of Aino. Is a chshash that a coin that was nifchas from a sela a shekel is already nifchas so much, that normally if it's nifchas more than that, it will continue to be peiches v'hoylich. So being that it's very shchiach for it to continue to be peiches v'hoylich, and one who owns the coin may not realize that it was nifchas, and it can come to give it a higher value than it's really worth, being that it can come to such a kilkel and such a shchiach thicker thing, Chazal said he's mechuyev to destroy the coin. Masha'en came by a shekel that was nifchas amashu, being that the coin wasn't really nifchas so much yet, it's not so shchiach for it to continue to be poiches v'hoilich, and therefore in such a case, Chazal would not mochayiv to destroy the coin until it's nifchas the shirei no. Kolzman, it wasn't yet nifchas the shirei no, he's not mochayiv to destroy the coin. Al Koponim, we have three mahalchim here to explain the Rashi, to answer the kasha of the Muki Yosef. Why is it that Rashi holds by a shekel mei koro, the halacha is, until it's nifchas the shirei no, one is not mochayiv to destroy the coin, and by a seller that's nifchas ad shekel, even if it's nifchas another mashu, at that point he's already mochayiv to destroy the coin. We have the mahalach of the Marashah that it's also the kilkul, being that the Meichel will not realize that he's nis'ana, because a sella that's nifchas, that shekel is a thicker coin, and when it's nifchas more, he won't realize. So therefore, when the Meichel won't realize he's nis'ana, he will not be Meichel, and being that he will not be Meichel, will come out of kilkul. Therefore, Chazal said you're to destroy the coin immediately. We spoke at the Pnei Yeshua's kasha that l'chayra, normally we don't need the one who's nis'ana to speak out the Mechila. And we said that it's the Mashah seems to hold that stopko over there where it's potla daita itzakalodam. Masha Enkein over here where the Meichel Bechal doesn't know about it and nobody in his position would know about it, we cannot assume a Mechila. We said over the Mahalach of the Maram Shif that it's similar to the Mashah, that the Chshash is maybe he'll sell it at the shear of Pachas Mishtus of Aynah, he will sell it for less than its true value and he'll think that it's Aynah's Pachas Mishtus. And therefore think that he was really Meichel. And really, because being that he took a coin for the value of a shekel that was really worth less than a shekel, but see if the two things together may be Yaisa Mishtos, and really there was no Mechila. And therefore, being that it's Osili De Kilko, Chazal said you Mechiv to destroy the coin right away. And the Pnei Yeshua learned that it's a chash, being that it was Peiches so much from a sell until a shekel, where a Cheshish will continue to be Nifchas V'Hoylech, and therefore Chazal said one should destroy the coin immediately. Mash Enkin a shekel Meikar, which is only Nifchas Amashu, Pachas from the Sheo Veinoah. We don't have a chash that will continue to be peiches v'hoilech. Therefore, we allow one to keep the coin. The Mishnah ends off when one has such a coin that was nifchas and is chaser and it's now less than its original value. He's can be noisna l'maisa sheni v'ena choshish. He's allowed to use such a coin to makabel his pace of maisa sheni onto it. She'ena el nefesh ro, which the Gemara explains that one who's not makabel such a coin is only a nefesh ro. Most people do accept the coin, and being that it's an acceptable coin, one can makabel the pace of maisa sheni onto it. And the Gemara brings Misayel l'chizkiyah, this chelik of the Mishnah is a raya to chizkiyah, which chizkiyah holds that even though when one is pirate, his coins are maisesheni into smaller coins, he's pirate b'shaveh, you use the exact value of the coin and he gets that value in smaller coins. Still, kishu mechala, when he's being mechala, the pirates of maisesheni onto the coin, he can mechala b'yofe, he can mechala as if the coin is a yofe, and we'll see the different shittas in the Rishayin and what this means, mechala b'yofe. Taisis brings three shittas in explaining this halacha of Neistel Maisa Sheni. The first sheet of Taisis explains we are dealing with a coin that was Chosra Kedei Einah. The coin had gone down in value, the shear of Einah mentioned in the Mishnah, either 24th or a 12th or a Shtos, but it's the shear that one has the din of Einah that he'd have to machse back the money. And when we say Neistel Maisa Sheni, we don't mean he gives it to Maisa Sheni at its original value. What we mean is he gives it to Maisa Sheni at the value that it's worth right now after its Nifchas. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that you could use its original value. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could use it as value now, and we don't say it's not considered a coin at all. We don't give it the halacha of an asimoin. We had in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled, Mishnah brought such a coin, an asimoin, that one cannot use to mechal peris maaseh sheni onto it, being that it doesn't have the shame of a matpeya. This coin, even though it's nifchas in value, we don't give it the halacha of an asimoin. It's still the halacha of a regular coin, being that most people do accept the coin, even though at the lesser value, not at the original value. Being that most people accept it, it's still the halacha of matbeya, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us, noistel maaseh sheni, it's still the teiris matbeya that won't keep mechalal the peiris of maaseh sheni onto it. And that Chizkiyah is saying that I would think, being that the coin went down in value, and not everybody accepts this coin, the nefesh ro does not accept such a coin, so I would think when one is coming to mechalal, he has to be mechalal for less even than the value it's worth right now. He has to take into account that it's not accepted all over, and in doing so, he would be mechalal for less than even the value that it's worth right now. Kamashmo and Chizkiyah, that he's mechalal b'yofe, that he can mechalal it at the exact value that it's worth right now. He doesn't have to be choshish for this, that people don't accept it, being that those that don't accept it only in nefesh ro, and most people accept it. You can mechalal it, assuming it's as if it was always worth this amount, a b'tayris a yofe, and we don't have to take off money, even though some people don't accept it. This is the first sheet of Taisis, again, that we're dealing with chosra kedei einah, we're dealing that the coin was chosra, the shear of the einah, and afil lachi, you can use it for maaseh sheni, and the kamash malan is that we don't give it a teres asim, we give it a teres matbeya, and chizkiyah's chiddush is that you don't have to take off an additional amount because some people don't accept it. The second sheet of Taisis is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Meir, the Rivam. The Rivam explains we're talking about a case when the coin was nifchas less than the shear einah. It wasn't nifchas yet, either a 24th or 12th or a shtus. It was nifchas less than the shir aina. And the halacha of the Mishnah is noisnon a ma'aser sheni. One could give it to a ma'aser sheni at its original value, at the full value, even though now it's worth less, being that most people accept it at its original value. And one who does not accept it at that value is a nefesh ra. Therefore, one can give it to ma'aser sheni for the original value, even more than what it's worth right now for real. And on that, the Gemara is saying that it's Mesayel Lechizkiya, even though when one is pirate the coins of Meister Sheni, he's pirated Bishaveh, the Hainu that the Shulchini will only take the exact value of what it's worth right now, he won't accept it at its original value, what the coin used to be. Still, when one is coming to Mechal it, when one's coming to Mechal the Pavis of Meister Sheni onto this coin, he could assume the original value, even greater than what it's really worth right now, because most people accept it at that value, and it's less than the Shira No, one can Mechal the Pavis of Meister Sheni onto it at that value. So this is the second sheet of Tosin explaining the mission of Noistol Ma'aser Sheni, that we're dealing with less than the Shira No, and Noistol Ma'aser Sheni at its original value, being that it's less than the Shira No, most people would accept it at that value, and therefore one can mechal it, assuming the original value, even more than the value that's really worth right now. The third sheet of Tosin is the sheet of the Rivon. The Rivon holds we're talking about Chosra Kedei Aino, and even though the coin was Chosra Kedei Aino, still it could be Noistol Ma'aser Sheni at the original value. Even though the coin is now less a shtus or a 12th or a 24th from its original value, it's less the shir I know. Afilu achi, when one gives it to Ma'aser Sheni, one gives it to the Ma'aser Sheni at the shir of a selah sholem, kilu, it's a full good coin, and he doesn't have to be choshish for this that the coin was nifchas. And Tosis is matmiya v'koshe, why one who doesn't accept the coin at this value, why would he be considered a nefesh ra? The Mishnah says he could be nice to the Ma'aser Sheni, because one who doesn't accept it is any other nefesh ra. L'chayr, if it was less the shir I know, if the coin was nifchas, the shir in the Mishnah of I know, why is one who doesn't accept it at the original value considered a nefesh ra? L'chayr, it makes sense not to accept it, and therefore why would one be allowed to give it to Ma'aser Sheni? Why could one give to Ma'aser Sheni a coin that was nifchas, the shir I know? This sheet of the Rivon is also the sheet of Rashi. Rashi in Divrei Maschil B'Yofe understands Chizkiya, this that when one is Mechalala, this that Chizkiya said, one can Mechal it B'Yofe. Rashi says it means Ki'ilu B'Yofe, he can Mechal it, Ki'ilu, it's a good coin, meaning at its original value. And Rashi learns in Divrei Maschil Hachi Ka'omar that we're talking about is Nifchas Kedei Aino. Our Mishnah is discussing a case that the coin was Nechsar, the Shira Aino. And Afilu Achich, the Mishnah was saying, is Noistol Ma'aser Sheni, which Chizkiya explained, is B'Toyrus Yofi, he can give it to Ma'aser Sheni at its original value. And on Rashi also, it would be Shvat Toysis Kasha. Why does the Mishnah say, one is not Makabal, it is a Nefesh Ra, L'Chayra, it makes sense, one not to Makabal, a coin that's Nifchas Shira No, L'Chayra, one should not have to accept such a thing. This sheet of Rashi and the Rivon is also the sheet of the Rambam, and the Lashon of the Rambam, we see a teretz to Toysis Kasha. The Rambam in Perek Dalot, Milchus Ma'aser Sheni, Alocha Yutes, he speaks out like the sheet of the Rivon and Rashi, Hoysos HaSela, Chosra Shtus, if the Sela was Chosra Shtus, which is the Shira of Aino, Oipochus Mishtus, the Rambam says, Mo'yotzai de'atchak, hikim mechalala lechatchilo b'shove Sela, ve'ene choshesh, hikim mechalala lechatchilo, the Shira Sela, meaning its original value of a Sela, one can mechal the Peris of Ma'aser Sheni on this coin that was nechser at its original value, that the halacha of our Mishnah, even though the Rambam was discussing Chosra Kedei Aino, still he says you can mechal b'Toyrus Yofe. And on the Rambam, it's also going to be shver this kasha from Tosfos. Well, how could one be mechal it if it was already Chosra Kedei Aino at its original value? The Mari Kurkis is medayik in the Rambam a teretz of Tosfos kasha. The Rambam says if it was Chosra Shtus im hoisa yitzah de'atchak, then mechal olel lechatchila b'shavasela. If it's Yaitza de'atchak, even though it's difficult to use it at its original value, but if one wants, he could spend the coin and at its original value and he could get it to be accepted at that value, even at de'atchak, even though it's not easily spent at that value, people won't accept it easily, but he could accept it, it could be accepted at that value, that's enough to give it the original value. Now, I know the Rambam understood our Mishnah once, Noistol Ma'aser Sheni, that even though the coin was Nifchas and it was Nechsa, still if one wants to spend it at that value, he would be able to get that value for the coin. Even though it's only a de'atchak, but akopane, he would be able to get that value. So the Rambam, and we would say Rashi and the Rivon hold, being that if one wants, he could get that value for the coin, even if it's only a de'atchak, therefore the coin really has that value, and we say that one who doesn't accept it at that value is ene el nefesh ra, and therefore they hold one ki mechal olea ma'aser sheni at the original value, and he doesn't have to use the value that the coin's actually worth right now, being that he could get a de'atchak that value, we give the coin that value, and one can mechalal peris ma'aser sheni at the original value of a seller. With this explanation of the Marikorkis and the Shitas of Rambam, the Chumas Rakri and Simin Reish Chav Zayin wants to explain another difficult Rambam in our sugya. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Melchus Mechira Alocha Yud Beis Paskin Hanoisin Selach Haseir Lachaverid Alocha Vamishna, one who gives a coin that's chosid to his friend Imayim Akira Afil Acha Yud Beis Chodesh, even after 12 months of Ezer Machzira. Then the Rambam says, if one would be able to spend the coin at its original value, then after a certain period of time, he would not be able to give back the coin and force the lekech to take the coin back. If the lekech wants, he could accept the coin back as a midas chasidus, but he does not have to take the coin back. The Magen Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam. It's mashma. The Rambam understood the halacha of our Mishnah that there's this man, that after which, after this man, one does not have to re-accept the coin, is only a coin that's yetzai ayde atchak at its original value. If the coin is not yetzai ayde atchak at its original value, it's not yetzai bechlal at that value, the Rambam holds one that could be chayzer lo'olam and could force the lekech to take back the coin, being that this coin is not yetzai afila ayde atchak at its original value. And the Magen Mishnah is ma'orer, he would understand the Mishnah and the Gemara discussing even a coin that was chaser to the point that it's not even yetzai ayde atchak. We don't find in the Mishnah any remez to this, that we're dealing with a coin dafka that's yetzai ayde atchak at its original value. The Pashtus of our Mishnah is talking about a case of a coin that was chaser, and the coin cannot be used for the original value anymore. It's chaser from that value. And afilu achli, we have the halachas of our Mishnah if one gives that coin for a sale. Magen Mishnah's Ma'ir, the Rambam seems to be understanding our Mishnah that's going dafka by a case when the coin is yetzai ayde atchak at its original value, and the Magen Mishnah leaves it by a tzarichin, because kipshuta, the Mishnah is going by both cases, even if the coin was chaser to a point that it's not yetzai afila ayde atchak for its original value, still there are the halachas of our Mishnah that after this man al kedesh yer to a shulchani or bekforim at avish abosis, as soon as one reaches that zman, he does not have to re-accept the coin back. The Chumash Akri explains that the Rambam is going to feed this shita that he passed in the Nilchus Maaseh Sheni. The Rambam understood the end of the Mishnah of a Neisnul Maaseh Sheni was referring to a case that it was Chosra Kedei Aino, like the shita of the Rivon and the Rashi. And therefore the Rambam was mukim the case that it had to be discussing a tzia where the coin is Zeitzai Ayadei Atchak, that the coin could be spent at its original value. And therefore Lechatchila one can give such a coin to Maaseh Sheni. Being that the Rambam understands the end, the safe of our Mishnah was going by a case where the coin is Zeitzai Ayadei Atchak. Therefore, the Rambam learned that the entire Mishnah is going by coins that are yetzai de atchak at the original value at the share of a seller. So the Rambam understands the Mishnah that says kamate haselach haseir is discussing a case where one can't be moitzi this coin de atchak at its original value of a seller. And in such a case, the Mishnah says that the halacha is there are shiurim ad kedei shiur l'shulchani bekforim ad avi shabosis. The Mishnah gives shiurim of when one can be machzer the coin, after which shiur it's only amidas chasidus to re-accept the coin. But if the coin is not yetzai afila ayde atchak, then the halachas of our Mishnah don't apply, and one always has to accept back this coin. There are no dinim of ad kedei shiyira l'shulchan or ad ave shabbosis. The Chumash Akri says that the Rishonim that understood our Gemara by Maaseh Sheni is discussing a case either that it was chosra kedei ayno, and we're discussing using the coin at its real value right now and not the original value, or it was chosra pachas mikdei deshir ayno, and we're discussing using it at its original value. They have no hechrich to learn our Mishnah is talking about yetzai ayde atchak, and they would be chaylik on the Rambam. They would hold that by even a coin that's not yetzai ayde atchak, afilu hachi would have the halachas of our Mishnah that ad kedei shir l'shulchani or ad avi shabosis, one could be chayl machzer the coin, and after this year one cannot be machzer the coin. The Chumash Akri is misayim though with the question, what's the chilik that by a coin we say that if the coin is not yetzai afila ayde atchak, one does not have any shiurim when we assume a mechilot with which after this shiur he cannot be machzer the coin, and we say he can machzer the coin le'olam. And when it comes to a talis, the Mishnah Daf and Testament base, everybody's masking is a share of ad kedei shiur le'tager. By a talis, even though the talis can never be sold for the value that they assumed b'shas the mekach, being that it was ma'anes chaveri, he sold it at a higher price than it's really worth, he will not be able to sell the talis afilu ayday atchak for the higher price. And afilu achid, halacha in our Mishnah is that there is this man of ad kedei shiur le'tager. So what's the chiluk? Why by a talis that there is a shiur, and by a coin we say there is no shiur if the coin is not yetzai ayday atchak, and it's only if the coin is yetzai ayday atchak that one has a shear of until which point he can be machzer the coin, and after which we assume a mechila. The Chumash Akri explains the chiluk between talis and a coin is that a talis, one never has to destroy the talis, even though the talis is not worth the amount that it was sold for. Afilu achli, one can keep the talis. Mashenki, when it comes to a coin that was pichse yosim ichtei shear ayna, or the shear ayna, or the halacha we paskin is that's yakutz, one has to destroy the coin. So So being that one has to destroy the coin, we look at it as the coin is kilo adavish sheish by mum. And the halacha is that when one sells a chepetz that has a mum, it's not similar to dinei not. When one sells a chepetz that's not the way he said it would be b'shas the sale, the chepetz has a mum that he didn't mention b'shas the mekach, there's something wrong with the chepetz, one could be chayzer lo'olam and there is no zman of ad k'deshi or tagar el k'rayvoy. So therefore, when it comes to a talis that's not considered a mum, even though one cannot sell a talis for the original value, still there's a shir at the ad k'deshi or tagar el k'rayvoy. Mashenka, when it comes to a coin that was pichsa the shir no, being that the halacha we pass in his yakutz, so therefore, the Rambam holds that's considered kilo as a mum. Umemela the shum of the Mishnah don't apply. One can machse the coin la'olam. Just to summarize what we discussed on this, that the Mishnah says noisna l'maisa sheni that one can give a coin that was nifchas and nechsav. Now it's worth less than its original value. We could still use the coin to mechal peis maisa sheni a love. The Taisus brings three shitas to explain this Mishnah. The first shita is we are discussing a case of chasra kedei aino. The coin was nifchas the shear. Of Aino mentioned the Mishnah, 12th, the 6th, or 24th. And the Chiddush is that we don't consider it Nasima, we're not being Mechalet at its original value, we're being Mechalet at its value right now, what it's worth. And the Chiddush is that it's still considered Matbeah, not considered Nasima. Chizkiyah is Mechalet, that one doesn't even have to take off any amount of money, even though some people don't accept it. Still, because most people accept it, one can give it exactly at its value right now, and he doesn't have to take off any amount of money. The Rishita of the Rivam explains the Mishnah, we're discussing a case that was Pichsa Pachas Mikidei Shir Oino, and when we mechal the Peris Marcy Sheni Olav, we are mechal it at its original value of a Sela. One does not have to mechal it at its real value right now, we can mechal it at its original value, being that most people accept it still at that value. Those that don't accept that that value is Ein El Nefesh Ra. Memele one can mechal the Peris Marcy Sheni Olav at that value, and he doesn't have to give it for the value that it's worth right now. And the third sheet in Taisus is the sheet of the Rivan that we're discussing, Pichsa Kidei Oino. The coin was Nechsa the Shir of Oino, and Afilu Hachi one can Mechal it at its original value. And Taisus asks, why would we say that somebody is not Mechabal such a coin as a Nefesh Ro? L'chayra, the coin was Nechsa Shir Oino. We mentioned this sheet of the Rivan is also the sheet of Rashi, and is also the sheet of the Rambam. And in the Divrei Rambam, it's Mashma Teretzit to Taisus Kasha. The Rambam explains we're discussing a case where even though it was Nifchas Kidei Oino, still, he could be Meitzir Ayideat Chak. He could still be Meitzir at its original value, even though not easily, but Ayideat Chak, he could be Meitzir at its original value. Therefore, we still consider the coin to be at that value, and one can Machal the Peiris Maizasheni at the value of a Sela, which is the original value of the coin. We explained also the Chumas Akri explains the Fi the Rambam that learns the Mishnah discussing a case with Jeitz Ayideat Chak. We'll be able to explain the Rambam in Perak Yed Beis Melchus Mechira. The Rambam learns the Shi'ur mentioned in our Mishnah of Ad Kidei Sheyir the Shulchan or Ad Avish Abbasas are only by a coin that's Yetzai Adayat Chak at its original value. If it's not Yetzai Adayat Chak at its original value, one can machse the coin la'olam, there is no zman that we assume a mechila. And explains the Makar for the Rambam was this that he passed Kenoist on the Maaseh Sheni was Chosra Kidei Eino, so being that he saw from the safe of the Mishnah we're discussing a case with Yetzai Adayat Chak, therefore the Rambam saw that the entire Mishnah is discussing a case of Yetzai Adayat Chak, and mainly explained this Shi'urim in the Mishnah. A dafka coin that's yetzai de'at chak, but if the coin is not yetzai de'at chak, he could be machzor the coin la'olam, and the Chumash Akri is masber the chilek between a coin and a talis is being that a talis one can keep even after it's chasra to the point that he can't sell it back for the value that he paid for it, but still there's no isser to keep such a talis, he's allowed to keep it for the value that's worth right now. Mashenki in a coin, the halacha is yakutz, the halacha is if a coin was nechsa the shir I know, one has to destroy the coin. So we look at the coin, ke'ilu is something that was nimtza by mum, and the halacha is that one sells a chevet and is nimtza by mum, he can yichayze la'olam, and there is no shir to the chazara. The Gemara continues with another member of Chizkiyah, Omar Chizkiyah, ma'aseh sheni she'en bo shaveh pruta. If one has ma'aseh sheni that's valued at less than a shaveh pruta, so Rashi explains, such ma'aseh sheni is ein bekoichay to be teifis pidyon, it cannot be teifis a pidyon in the money, it cannot create kedushas ma'aseh sheni in the money that he wants to mechal the ma'aseh sheni onto it, so therefore he doesn't have an eitzah to mechal the ma'aseh sheni. The eitzah the Chizkiyah said was, he's oimer hu v'choym sha mechul la'moyse v'shaynis. If he wants to be pidyon this ma'aseh sheni, he should take a coin that he has already, that he's mechal peiris ma'aseh sheni that was worth a pruta, and he put kedushas ma'aseh sheni onto this coin. So being that it's E.F. Shalor La'odom L'tzamtzei Me'oisav, he cannot get exactly the value of the Ma'aseh Sheni and we mechal Ma'aseh Sheni onto the coin. So we assume that he was Moisif a little bit extra on the coin in order that he should know for sure that he has the value that he's being mechal of the Peiris Ma'aseh Sheni. So being that we could assume that some of the coin is still Chulin, some of the coin was extra, more than the amount that the Ma'aseh Sheni was worth,
He can now be mechalal this ma'aser sheni that he has that is pachal mishaber pruta. He could be mitzdarif it to the coin that he has in his house, which is already was neschal and has kedushas ma'aser sheni. So mele, he could take the kedushas ma'aser sheni on the pachal mishaber pruta ma'aser sheni that he has now and be mechalal it onto that coin. There's a yisodistika question discussed in the Kovit Shurim, Chelek Beis, Simen Chaf, and a very similar question in Shuri Reb Shleiman, Bob Metzia over here. They ask Rashi on that Menvavam and Beis says the Makar for Reb Yochanan that Moyis are kindness. By regular Kinyan, Reb Yochanan holds that Moyis are kindness and the Makar is from Pidyon of Hektish. The Pasuk tells us by Pidyon Hektish, V'nosan HaKesef V'kam Loi, and one gives the money, V'kam Loi, he's Kovit Kindness Chayfetz. So we see from this that Moyis is a Kinyan. And maybe we learn out from by Pidyon Hektish that the Mois is kindness, who are din by Chulin, Mois is kindness. We see from this that when one is being pointed from Hektish, it's really a Maisa Kinyan. It's similar to the Maisa Kinyan of Kesef. If we could learn out the Makar for Kinyan Kesef from Venosna Kesef, Ekam Loy of Pidyon Hektish, we see that Pidyon Hektish is a Maisa Kinyan. So, M.K., how could one be Machal, the Mois Maisa Sheni, Pachas Mishavaputa, the Allah of a Kinyan Kesef is that one cannot make a Kinyan of Kesef with less than a Shavaputa? It's not a Maisa Kinyan Kesef Bechlal if he doesn't have a Shavar Puta worth of Kesef. So how could we say over here that one can make a Maisa Chil of Maisa Sheni if we're saying the Maisa of Pidyon of Hektish is like a Maisa of Kinyan Kesef? How could one make a Maisa Chil of Maisa Sheni on Pachis Mishavar Puta? L'chayretz, so there's a Chasarin in the Etze Maisa Chil and the Etze Maisa Pidyon if it's supposed to be similar to a Maisa of Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Kesef doesn't work on Pachis Mishavar Puta if it doesn't have a Shavar Puta of Kesef. So B'chanan says that he asked this question to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him that it's Choluk Pidyon Hektish from Chilul Maaser Sheni. B'chanan explains the kavanah what Reb Chaim meant, that there's a chiluk between Pidyon of Hektish and Chilul Maaser Sheni. The Kedusha of Hektish, this that we see a Chepetz as is Kaddish, if one gives it to Hektish, is being that Hektish owns it. And there's a Bailus of Hektish on this Chepetz, the Bailus of Hektish creates a Kedusha, and therefore the Chepetz has a Dinim of Hektish. But the Kedusha comes from this that Hektish owns it. It starts with the ownership, and therefore it's Chala Kedusha. Something that Hektish owns has Dine Hektish. Therefore, B'chanan says when one steals a Chepetz and he's Makdish it, the halacha is that when one is going to the Chepetz and the Tavchoy and Mechoroy, he's Chayev Dalad Vehei. When one gives it to Hektish, if he's Makdish the Chepetz, we look at it like a Mechira. We look at Akilu, he sold the Chepetz, he gave the Chepetz to Hektish, Hektish now owns it. There's a Bailus of Hektish which created the Dine Hektish. And therefore, it would blibe a tvicha in mechira. It blibes the mechira, and you'd be chayiv dalad vehei on the geneva. Masha'enke, when it comes to ma'aser sheni, it's not the bailus of hektish which is creating the kedusha. There's a man the omar, even the ma'aser sheni is mom and hadir. It doesn't belong to hektish at all. Only there's a kedusha on the peiris. The peiris have a kedusha's ma'aser sheni. So therefore, when it comes to the pidyon of hektish, one has to make a ma'aser kinyan. He has to be rekoined the chayfetz from hektish, and through this, he's mechalal the kedusha and makes it back chulin. But that's a Maisa Kinyan, which from there we call it a Dine Kinyan Kesef, and there would only be Shaykh by Shavar Pruta, just like by Kinyan Kesef, it's only Shaykh by Shavar Pruta. So too, Pidyon of Hektish would only be Shaykh by Shavar Pruta. Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Maisa Sheni, that the Kedusha is not coming from the Bailus of Hektish created Dine Kedusha. Only there's a Kedusha Chal on the Paris, even though this it could be Mam and Hedjit Afilu. It belongs to a Hedjit just as Dinim of Kedusha, as Dinim of Maisa Sheni on it. The Chil is just a Maisa Chil of the Kedusha, it's not a Maisa Kinyan Mechlau. And therefore, one can make a chil even on a pachas mishar pruta, even though kinyan kesef is only shaykh when one has a kesef, a pruta worth of kesef. Chil ma'aser sheni can be done afilo on pachas mishar pruta worth of ma'aser sheni. Rav Chanan himself says another teretz to answer this that Rashi brings the makar for moyis koynis alibi de abyeichanam from the pasuk of anasna kesef ekam loy. We see from that the pidyon of hektish is a ma'aser kinyan, and the halacha ma'aser kinyan needs to be a shavar pruta. So how could we have an asugya chil ma'aser sheni on pachas shavar pruta al moyis rishonis? L'choy, it should be similar to kinyan kesef, and it should be dafka when one has a pruta on pachas shavar pruta. It shouldn't be shaykh bechlal a ma'aser chil. Rav Chanan explains this that Rashi brings the makar from moyis koynis from pidyon of hektish. There's really two chalokim to every ma'aser of pidyon hektish. First of all, there's the chil of the hektish. One is taking off the kedusha of this object. Second of all, there's a vekam loy. Aside from taking off the kedusha, he also is making the object becoming back his. Really, in theory, we could say that one could take off the kedusha of a chepetz and the chepetz should become hefker. Meichetesi, the chepetz should go back to the bible who's being painted. There's a second chiluk of every maisa chil of hektish. The vekam loy, the chepetz should go back to the original bialim. From this that the Chepetz goes back to the original Bailim, Reb Yechon is learning out Mois Koinis. We see that Kesef is the Kinyan, the Mois are being Koina and making the Chepetz back to be his. From there we see Mois Koinis, and we can learn that from there to Chulin also. So in Kain, when it comes to our sugya, pachas shaputa meister sheni, really meister sheni and hektish could be the same. And just like meister sheni, just like by meister sheni, we find pachas shaputa wanki machal huadim. When it comes to chil of hektish, a pachas shaputa wanki machal hektish. The mois kindness chaylik, this that one is making overcome loy and he's making the chayvitz back his, that needs a shavaputa. And our sugya chiski is only telling us that one is machal meister sheni. If one wants to take off the kedushas meister sheni, he could be taken off even on a pachas shaputa by the machal ra mois of ishainis. But the chaylik of the overcome loy to make it back his, that could be just like pidyon hektish, one would need dafka shavaputa, and on a pachas shavaputa one would not be able to be kinder the meister sheni that he took the kedusha off. The Gemara continues to explain the etzem memra of Chizkiya Gufa Mar Chizkiya Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta Oy Merhu V'Chaim Shein Mechul Al Moyis V'Shaynis. A Maiser Sheni that does not a Shaver Pruta, he can mitzdarif it and say Hu V'Chaim Shein Mechul Al Moyis V'Shaynis, that I already have a Pruta worth of Maiser Sheni. There are three shittas in the Rishonim in explaining Chizkiya's memra. What is the din of Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta, and what was Chizkiya coming to Mechadish by telling us that he could say Hu V'Chaim Shein Mechul Al Moyis V'Shaynis? Rashi's shita is that Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta has Kedushas Maiser Sheni Midairaisa, a full Kedushas Maiser Sheni. There's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat. And therefore, if one does not want to bring it to Yerushalayim yet, he's mechuyev to be poided on a coin. Only he can't be poided on a coin by itself because it can't be toifus pigeon, being that it's less than a Shaver Pruta. Therefore, Midairaisa, what he has to do is to be mechalit on a coin that already previously has Kedushas Maiser Sheni, and he can mitzdarif the pachs from Shaver Pruta to be mechalit onto that coin. But according to Rashi, the pachas mishav puta, all these dinim are midairaisa, that's kedushas meiser sheni midairaisa, and chizki goes in mechadish that midairaisa, what he has to do is to be poided on moiser rishonis that already have kedushas meiser sheni. The shita of the ritva is that meiser sheni she'en b'shav puta does not have a regular kedushas meiser sheni. There is no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat. If one wants, he can leave it to rat, and therefore there is no chiv midairaisa to be poided on a coin. Not only is it not Teufis Pidjani like Shitas Rashi, that it can't be poided on a coin by itself because it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, also, being that it doesn't have the regular Kedushas Maiser Sheni and there is no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, to eat in Yerushalayim, therefore he does not have to be poided if he doesn't want to. The Rabbanan came and were mechayev some a person that he has to be poided, even Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shavar Pruta also, and they were mechayev him to be poided on Moyes of Rishonis. Midarais, it works. One can be pointed on Moyes of Rishonis, only there is no Chiv, and the Rabbanon came and they were Mechadish the Chiv. And that was Chizkiya's Chiddush, that there's a Chiv mid Rabbanon to Mechalel, Maiser Shenish, and Bashar Puta on Moyes of Rishonis, on coins that already have a Puta worth of Kedushas Maiser Sheni. But again, the Fishitas of Etva, the Maiser Shenish, and Bashar Puta does not have a regular Kedusha, there is no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, and there is no Chiv to be pointed midarais. The third shita is the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta does not have most dinim of Maiser Sheni. Not only is there's no halacha that one has to bring it to Yerushalayim and a mitzvah to eat in Yerushalayim, but also if one wants, he's allowed to eat it chutz to Yerushalayim. The shita of the Ritva, even though there was no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, if one wants, he can leave it to rat, but there was an iser to eat it out of Yerushalayim. The Fishitas are Ravid, if one wants, he could even eat Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta outside Yerushalayim. And according to the Ravid, Chizkiya's halacha is midrabbanan. The Rabbanan made a din Maiser Sheni, even on Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta, and they asked one to eat it chutz to Yerushalayim, and they said the halacha's opinion that it has is that one should mechal it al Moyes Rishonis. But according to the Ravid, these halachas are all dinim midrabbanan. Midrais it does not have the regular Kedushas Maiser Sheni at all, and it's mutter to eat it to Yerushalayim. The Chazanish in the Ma'i Simen Gimel explains that if the Ravid Lechayra, there has to be some din of Maiser Sheni being chal on even Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta, being that one was patted up his kri. He came with all his tefuah, and there was a din of tevel that one has to be mafish Maiser Sheni, he has to be mafish a Maiser from the tefuah that grew that year, and he was mafish this Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta. So there has to be some chalais din that comes with the afroshas meister sheni in order to make the rest of the kri not tevel. So the Chaznish explains that according to the Ravi, there is a halacha of tumma v'tayro, the din that meister sheni shen nitma. The halacha hilchus tumma meister sheni achal, it has kedushas meister sheni klape the tumma. Only all other halachas of meister sheni doesn't have the issa of eating chutz Yerushalayim and the mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim and the chiv liftoisa. These halachas that was not chal on meister sheni shein b'shaver pruta. The Yelas HaShachar is Mesupik, Lefi the Ravid, that there is no Kedushas Maiser Sheni, Maiser Sheni Shein B'Shaver Pruta, Benegia, eating it outside Yerushalayim, What would be the din if the Maaseh Sheni, when he was first mafresh, it was pachas mishavah pruta, and now it went up in value and it's worth a shavah pruta? Do we say, being that now it's a shavah pruta, it's chal the regular halachas of Maaseh Sheni, and there would be a chiv to bring it to Yerushalayim and an iser to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim? Or do we say, being that Peshas HaFrosh did not have a regular Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, even though now it went up in value and it became a Shavah Pruta, and it would be Shaykh to get Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, being that it wasn't Chal Peshas HaFrosh, it only retained its earlier Kedusha, and therefore there would be no Issot Idachot Yerushalayim, would have the regular halachas of Maaseh Sheni Shein B'Shavah Pruta, and he would be Mutat Idachot Yerushalayim without a Chiyav Liftoisai B'Chlal. Just to summarize the three shittas, we have shittas Rashi that Maaseh Sheni Shein B'Shavah Pruta has regular Kedushas Maaseh Sheni Midereisa, and Chizkiyah's Chiddush was that there is a oifen of being Mechalot al Moyes HaRishonis. Lefi the shittas HaRitva, the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni is not the same Kedusha as regular Maaseh Sheni, being that it doesn't have a Shavah Pruta, and there is no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, and there is no Chiyav Liftoisai. Only Midereisa, if one wants, it can be Poydel al Moyes HaRishonis, and the Rabbanim made that into a Chiyav. They gave it regular Dinei Maaseh Sheni, that one is Bechuyav Liftoisai al Moyes HaRishonis. And if the Ravid, there is no Kedushas Maaseh Sheni B'Negea eating it Chutz Yerushalayim also. There's only, like the Chazanish explains, a Kedushas Maaseh Sheni B'Negea Dinim Maaseh Sheni Shenitma, but clapping all the other halachas of Maaseh Sheni B'Negea eating it Chutz Yerushalayim, the Chiyav Liftoisai, it does not have Kedushas Maaseh Sheni. And with the Rabbanan, they were Mechadish that it should have Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and it would be Asit Ida Chutz Yerushalayim. And they said that once you Mechalot Al Moyes HaRishonis, there's a Chiyav with the Rabbanan to Mechalot Al Moyes HaRishonis. And we mentioned the suffix of the Yel Sashacha would be the halacha if one was mafresh Maaseh Sheni b'shas that was aimed by Shavah Pruta, and now it went up in value and it became worth a Shavah Pruta. Do we don it with its previous Kedusha, or do we say, being that now it became a Shavah Pruta, and now gets the halacha of regular Maaseh Sheni?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.